This is Akashwani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered victory in the Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal and Manish Sisodia. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out after failing to win even a single seat. Nagaland Chief Minister Naifu Rio has congratulated the BJP on winning the Delhi Assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Rio stated that the victory reflects people's trust in the vision and leadership of the party. He congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President JP Nadda for their pivotal role in the party's success. The Tripura government signed MOUs worth 3,700 crore rupees with 87 private investors in education, healthcare, agriculture and IT sectors in the destination Tripura Business Conclave at Agartala yesterday. Renowned private sector companies signed MOUs in the presence of Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, State Industries Minister Santana Chakma and senior state government and police officials. Chief Minister Saha said that the state government has been trying its best to invite private sector companies from the country and abroad to invest in Tripura. Investors prefer locations where peace and tranquility prevail, and Tripura government is making every effort to ensure companies get conducive atmosphere. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha launched the Skill U Day Tongai Skill Development Training Program at the Tripura Institute of Technology in Agartala on Friday. The training program has been launched to empower around 80,000 school and college students. Arunachal Pradesh Health Minister B.U. Ram Wage has said that the rate of cancer cases in the state is very high compared to others. He said this at the inaugural session of the 20th Annual Conference of the Association of Oncologists of Northeast India in Itanagar yesterday. To understand the root cause of rising cancer cases in Arunachal, the government has signed MOU with Dr. B. Burwa Cancer Institute of Assam to make a comprehensive research study. Dr. Bibhuti Bhusha Bhortakur, Director of Dr. B. Burwa Cancer Institute, informed that a cancer institute will be set up in Arunachal, which will help in reducing cancer cases in the state. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, in collaboration with Niti Aayog, has launched Swavalambini, a women entrepreneurship program in Meghalaya, Assam and Mizoram. The initiative seeks to inspire entrepreneurial aspirations among female students, providing them with structured training, mentorship and financial assistance to cultivate the next generation of business leaders in Meghalaya and beyond. Two stolen motorcycles, including one missing under the jurisdiction of the Mattia police station at Goalpara in Assam, were recovered in a joint operation by Meghalaya and Assam police yesterday. The stolen bikes were planned to be transported to Rongra in Garo Hills of Meghalaya for onward illegal delivery to Bangladesh, police said. Five persons involved in the case were detained. In Manipur, the Director General of Assam Rifles Men and Women Polo Championship 2025 concluded yesterday, with Chief Minister N. Biren Singh attending the closing ceremony at Mapal Kajaibung in Imphal. The Assam Rifles Mahila Polo team secured the championship title in the women's category, while the Manipur Police Sports Club Team B lifted the men's championship title. Meghalaya welcomed its champions Vikash Rana, Indra Sharma, Elizabeth Vincent, Pinchgain Kurba, Kiran Devi and B. Anandi, who have brought glory to the state from the 38th National Games in Uttarakhand. Officials of the Meghalaya State Olympics Association welcomed the sportspersons at Guwahati Airport yesterday. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.